Now look, when you're getting a lot of people saved in Jerusalem and preaching the word of God with authority, how does that make the devil feel? Makes him angry. Does the devil just sit back and let you do whatever? No, he doesn't. He tries to put a stop to it. Isn't that what we see in Acts 8? There's a great persecution. He tries to stop the work that's being done. Make no mistake, the devil's trying to stop the work of this church. And not just the work of this church. The same with Pastor Sepulveda's churches. God, the devil wants to put a stop to it. You say, why? Because when you're preaching the word of God and going out soul winning, and very few other churches where you live are doing anything for God, kind of puts a big target on your back. I mean, in this area, I'm not trying to say this to be arrogant, but the devils know who Verity Baptist Church Philippines is. But there's a lot of Baptist churches, it's like, which Bible Baptist church did you say you are? And here's the thing, if the devil knows our church and he doesn't like what we're doing, what can you expect logically? What you'd expect is persecution against our church.